Sun hosting my boo, the Radiant Yenta. You know, if Sun hosting would just utilize that mute button and just allow the lonely women in the audience to appreciate her radiance, Sun hosting would probably be the most beautiful Yenta on The View. I'm sure everyone has come across a girl like Sun Hostin during their high school and college years. I remember back when I was in high school, there was a beautiful girl a grade younger than me. She was the prettiest girl in her class. All the upperclassmen wanted to date her. When she was a freshman, she was the most popular freshman in the school. Physically, she was gifted. Problem was, she had this unique ability to talk herself into being the ugly duckling. She had a bad attitude. She had this aura about her where you got the feeling that she believed that she was better than you. Her attitude, her demeanor, it literally made you look at her differently. Even though she was physically attractive, it was almost like your body wouldn't allow you to be attracted to her. It was like your body and your mind were telling you to run. Same thing here with Sun Hostin. If you passed her on the street, you couldn't help but notice her radiance. When you put her on the set of The View surrounded by other Yentas, you're begging to lose your sense of smell so you can escape the pungent aroma of her toxic mouth farts. Have you guys ever heard of Coleman Hughes before? I had never heard of him until someone sent me this clip yesterday afternoon. Before watching the clip, I wanted to do a little bit of background research on him. I wanted to know a little bit of information about who I was about to watch. Coleman Hughes is a young man with multiple jobs. He's 28 years old, hosts his own podcast. He's been a writer in the past for the Washington Post, which is strike one. For the most part, the Washington Post is garbage. It is a glorified turd. If you're working for the same mainstream media outlet that donates woke welfare to Taylor Lorenz, the same Taylor Lorenz who continues to wear the triple Fauci mask in the year of our Lord 2024, if you were colleagues with Taylor Lorenz, that is an automatic red flag. As I continued my background research into Coleman Hughes, I found another red flag. He works as an analyst for CNN. Strike two. As you can see, it's not looking real good for the potential credibility of Coleman Hughes. I got even more concerned when I was reading this interview in the National Review, where I initially thought that he was supporting the organization Black Lives Matter. My initial thoughts were, here we have another dude floating theories of mythical racism. But to my surprise, Coleman Hughes is not a supporter of Black Lives Matter. He claims that the existence of racial bias and shootings involving black men and the police does not survive scrutiny once factors outside of race are taken into account. Maybe, just maybe, Coleman Hughes is a common sense thinker. Once I saw his segment on The View, I am almost 100% certain Mr. Hughes is a logical thinker. I don't know much about Coleman Hughes, but yesterday on The View, he earned some of my respect. Coleman Hughes was appearing on The View to promote his new book. Now, typically, I would not recommend that any self-respecting man subject himself to the toxic flatulence on The View, even if they do need to promote something. I'm pretty sure the vast majority of the lonely women in this audience are illiterate. If they can read, they are reading garbage like the memoir of Jemele Hill or the Diary of Bob Griner. Read the exciting Diary of Bob Griner as she relives her 10-month vacation with the masculine Vlad Pooter. Once I saw the title and read the description of his book, I understood why Cole Hughes would choose to appear on The View. Because the Yentas, along with the jaded women in this audience, they need to read this book. The book is titled The End of Race Politics, Arguments for a Colorblind America. Now, according to Coleman Hughes, he wrote this book because, as a student at Columbia, he couldn't understand why his peers had a more pessimistic view of America than his grandparents did who lived through segregation. Well, I can answer that question for you, Cole. You seem like a smart dude. I'm sure you already know the answer because it's rather obvious. The reason your peers at Woke U have a negative view of America, they have been indoctrinated to think that way. Coleman Hughes, he advocates for what he calls a colorblind America, an America where people are judged based on their character, where you were given jobs or were promoted at work based on your skills and achievements. Throughout the book, he dismantles harmful beliefs about race, beliefs which are designed by deacons at Woke United Methodist and promoted by the mainstream media. He also proves that reverse racism won't atone for past wrongs in America, shit that happened centuries ago. Coleman Hughes sounds like a common sense thinker, right? I'm sure we don't agree on everything politically, but I don't have to agree with someone politically to respect their views. As long as their viewpoints are rooted in logic instead of fantasies and mythical racism, I can respect it. Yesterday, Coleman Hughes, he appeared on The View to promote his book to an audience that desperately needs to read it. But instead of Sun hosting promoting the book, she decides to hit Coleman Hughes with gotcha questions. She tries to paint him as a conservative, which, as you guys know, if you are labeled as a conservative or you're labeled as a normal person on The View, you automatically lose credibility with not only the Yentas on stage, you also lose credibility with all the lonely women in their audience, meaning they are not going to buy your book. So your appearance on The View was a complete waste of time. It was absolutely meaningless. Credit to Coleman Hughes, though, because he did not argue with Sun Hostin. He didn't lose his composure. He didn't interrupt her. He allowed Sun Hostin to use the woke shovel to bury herself, and then he verbally covered the grave. Watch for yourself.
Your argument for colorblindness, I think, is something that the right has co-opted. And so many in the black community believe that you are being used as a pawn by the right, and that you're a charlatan of sorts.
He's not a Republican.
So how do you...
You've
said that you're a conservative.
No.
No, you did. You actually said that in a podcast that you did 2 weeks ago.
Yes, he's not.
Yes, you did. How do you respond to those critics?
I don't think I've been co-opted by anyone. I've only voted twice, both for Democrats. Mm-hmm. Although I'm an independent, I would vote for a Republican, mm-hmm. probably a non-Trump Republican if they were compelling. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any evidence I've been co-opted by anyone, and I think that that's an ad hominem tactic people use to not address really the important conversations we're having here. And I think it's better, and it would be better for everyone if we stuck to the topics rather than make it about me.
With no evidence that I've been co-opted. I want to give you the opportunity to respond to the criticism.
I appreciate it. There's no evidence that I've been co-opted by anyone, and no one is paying me to say what I'm saying. I'm saying it because I feel it.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Good for you, Coleman Hughes. You went on The View, and you completely demolished their narrative. As you saw in the clip, Coleman Hughes accuses Sun Hostin using what he called ad hominem tactics to distract people from debating real issues. Not only does that perfectly describe the Yentas on The View, it perfectly describes 90% of the mainstream media. The media, they use mythical racism as a distraction to keep us from talking about real issues. Once again, Sun Hostin, she was mentioning reparations, but it was strange. I didn't hear Sun Hostin volunteer to pay reparations herself. Correct me if I'm wrong here. A couple of months ago, wasn't it discovered that Sun Hostin's ancestors owned slaves? If Sun Hostin feels so passionately about reparations, why doesn't she volunteer her own money? Why doesn't she atone for the sins of her ancestors? Not to mention the fact that we already have a form of reparations in this country. It's called welfare. But KC, welfare is given mostly to white people. Yeah, I know, but 23% of the black population is on welfare too. You can call it welfare, you can call it reparations, call it whatever the fuck you want. The end result is always the same. I am a supporter of short-term welfare. Single mother loses her job. She needs government assistance for 3, 5, 6 months to get back on her feet. I have no problem with it. But I do have a problem with long-term welfare, generational welfare. Because what it does, it takes away your drive and ambition. It steals your personal freedom. It is impossible to have personal freedom when you are 100% reliant on the government. Hell, it's impossible to have freedom when you're reliant on anyone other than yourself. My favorite part of the clip, though, was when Sun Hostin kept trying to label Coleman Hughes a Republican, and Alyssa the Vera Griffin kept trying to defend him. Alyssa the Vera Griffin, the great pretender. Every time Sun Hostin tried to label Cole a Republican, the Vera Griffin, she would interject and say, "He's not a Republican. Damn it, Sonny, he's not a Republican." I happen to believe her. Alyssa the Farrah Griffin should know. She should be able to identify someone who's not a Republican because she's not a Republican either, even though she pretends to be. The premise of this book by Coleman Hughes, it is spreading a message of colorblindness. It's also a message that Sun Hostin claims has been co-opted by conservatives. First of all, what the hell does that even mean? What is Sun Hostin trying to say here? The definition of colorblindness is absence of prejudice or discrimination based on skin color or race. Let me make sure I'm understanding this correctly. According to the logic or lack thereof of Sun Hostin, conservatives have co-opted the message of colorblindness, meaning the same conservatives that the mainstream media accuses of mythical racism are the same people who aren't racist. If the shitfucks in the media are fighting against conservatives, does that mean they are fighting against the message of colorblindness? If so, if that's the case, let me ask you something. What does that make them? What happened yesterday on The View? That is exactly what happens when someone who has a premise based in truth, when someone who has a premise based in fact, debates someone who has a premise based on false narratives. Sun Hostin has no idea what the hell she's talking about. I forgot who sent me that clip yesterday afternoon, but whoever it was, I appreciate it. I had never heard of Coleman Hughes before, but I'm glad that he is now on my radar. Like I said, I don't have to agree with him politically, but I'm willing to listen to his views because they are coming from a place of logic and common sense. Coleman Hughes has more credibility than every panelist on The View combined. The end is on The View. They have no credibility, and yesterday was a prime example as to why. If you like to read and you are looking for a book that dispels the false narratives that we often hear on The View and throughout the rest of the mainstream media, I encourage you to buy Coleman Hughes' book. One more thing, though, before we get out of here. I have completed the next edition of the Rise and Fall series. It's going to be on the WNBA. It's going to be released on Saturday, and I am excited for you guys to see it. I had the guy who handles my thumbnails for me. I had him edit the video. I wanted it to feel more like a documentary this time around, and he is much better at video editing than I am, and he did an absolutely excellent job on it. Can't wait for you guys to see it. I put a lot of time into this video, so I'm going to schedule the premiere tomorrow. It's going to be released to the public on Saturday, so be on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, give me your thoughts. Coleman Hughes goes on The View and humiliates Sun Hostin. He didn't get animated, didn't lose his composure. He simply watched Sun Hostin use that woke shovel to bury herself. Good for him. Good for him. Are you guys familiar with Coleman Hughes? This was the first time I had heard of him. Seems like a sensible dude to me. Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate each one of you guys and your continued support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.